Avos Perkei, Mishnah Chaf 520, and some Mishnahs it's 523. Here we have Yehuda ben Tema. Some Girsos have his Rebbe Yehuda ben Tema, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. So we're going back in time a little bit. And he said, Hevi azka namer, be bold like a leopard, vikal kanesher, and light like a griffin vulture, virat katzvi, and run like a gazelle, vigibur ka'ari, and brave like a lion, la'asos ratzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. So his basic point here, he doesn't actually say what you should be doing. He just says you should have these different traits and you should direct them towards divine service. And the point in the big picture is that even certain traits like azus, as he himself will say in the next part of the Mishnah, brazenness, boldness, is actually a negative thing under normal circumstances. There's a way to direct every midah, every attribute, every trait towards divine service, and a person should do so. So that's the idea over here, and it's a central idea. Certainly the tour in his codification of all of halacha starts with this point. So this is a very central point, that a person should direct all his midos towards service of heaven, however that is applicable. Now, what the specific cases here he has in mind. So, before some different takes, we'll go one by one. The first is the Namer. Now, the Namer, according to Bar Tanura, is like a fantastical creature, like a hybrid. I'm not familiar. I can't say anything about it. Many others learn that a Namer is, I don't know many others, but there are others who learn that Namer is a leopard, like the Arabian leopard. That's a large cat that was here present in Israel. The last Arabian leopard was seen in 2022, I believe, so they're pretty much gone, or are gone now from Israel, but they were all before here. It's a big cat, like, you know, think of like a 30 kilogram, 60, 70 pound cat. Leopards are known to be sort of very bold because they aren't really afraid of people. In other words, leopard will take livestock, even if people are there, they're not really afraid. They'll take an animal much bigger than their own size. So again, they're sort of fearless and bold. And the idea here of Az Kanemer means that a person should not be afraid of what other people think. And that really goes in two ways. Either if they're kind of making fun of you, you know that you're the from Miyomi, just be Az Kanemer, be bold and brazen, not care, and do what has to get done. And if it means you have to stand up to give people tochacha when they're in the wrong, this is a difficult thing to do, facing other people. But again, if it's appropriate and the situation calls for it, then to be Az and to be bold and face what has to get faced, even if you won't get, looked at in the right way from other people. Then you have Vekal Kanesher, to be light like the Nesher. Now, the Nesher often translated as an eagle. In fact, it's probably almost certainly the griffin vulture. We have griffin vultures in Israel today. They are actually the highest flying of all the birds in the world. And in fact, Chazal say that the Nesher flies above the old animal, all the other birds. So the Nesher, griffin vulture, it's a massive bird, wingspan, 7, 8, 9 feet. And they fly very, very high. And, the way that all these kind of big predatory birds do, they go in circles on thermals and spin over and over and over and looking for prey for long durations without tiring, circling in the sky. So the idea here is that here you're supposed to be Kal Kanesha, light like this griffin vulture, to do chazara, review of your learning. The idea is that, learning new things is fun. Review, which is all important, is a bit of a more tedious job. It can be a little more, no one wants to do that necessarily. You want to go weiter, not doing chazara, doing review. So the point is, no, you should not feel heavy, like when you get out of bed, you feel heavy. No, be light, fleet-footed, get out of bed, do your chazara. And like, this is mine, I didn't seem to want to say this, but the same way the Nesher goes around the circles again and again, without getting tired, you too should go do your review again and again, going in circles without getting tired, and use that midah to do your review of your learning. Then you have Ratz Katzvi. So the way that Bartolo learns, the Tzvi is a gazelle, okay? Not a deer, not those very, with the antlers and the heavy-ish animals. But gazelle, we have them here in Israel still today. The gazelle are small and very fast and very, swift. They're very skittish. So meaning that they get scared very easily and they take off at full speed. The gazelle probably were the fastest animals here in Israel at the time, and still today, I think, basically. And that being the case, so the Bar Tanura learns it's to run toward doing mitzvahs. Others learn, this is my preferred shot because I've seen these sees the gazelle in action, and they run away. At the first sound of you, they run at full speed away. And the idea here is to run away from Averas as well, a separate shot, to be sort of very quick to run away without falling into the clutches of bad things. And finally, the Gibur Kari, to be bold like a lion. Gavura implies, bold's not the right word, bold, to be like, you know, fearless. Fearless like a lion. Gavura, in Chazal, we actually said, Ezua Giburha Koveshes Yitzro. Gavura means internal strength. And the idea here is, in contrast to the azut, the boldness, the brazenness of the leopard, which means regarding other people, here, gvur is your own internal strength, to be strengthening yourself against your own yetzahara. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings, at the very beginning, yitgaber ka'ari, a person should strengthen himself like a lion, in rising up to serve Hashem in his daily service. So the idea is that the ari, the lion, is the apex predator, the most powerful animal here in the region. It was the Barbary lion. There are no more Barbary lions, but it was presumably the Arabian Barbary lion at the time. And they're the most powerful creatures of all. Now, I heard a pshat, which I like, because I don't have a better pshat than this, which is, like, how does the lion embody Gvura? If Gvura is about internal strength, where do you see that in the lion? So a suggestion I heard, which I liked very much, is that all the big cats, the tigers, which are bigger than the lions, and the jaguars, and the leopards, and the cheetahs, these are all solitary creatures, okay? They basically live alone, they're the apex predator at the top of the pile, and they, you know, they go about their business, having their own terrain and territory, and they enforce it. The lions are different. Lions live in a pride, live in a group of lions. So how could a group of lions, which are so powerful, live together? That's the gvur, that's sort of the self-control. Learn to control yourself so that there's enough room for other people to function around you as well, not sort of overpower, overtake them, as a tiger or a leopard would. So that's Gibur Ka'ari. Now, the Mishnah continues to say, Hu Haya Omer, he also used to say, Az Panim, those brazen people, La Gehenim, they're going straight down to Gehenim. Uvoshas Panim, and people who are modest and timid and humble, those people, La Gan Eden, they're headed to Gan Eden. So you see right away the contrast. He says, on the one hand, you should be Az Kanamer in your service of Hashem, but in general, Azus Panim, brazenness, not caring what people think, and, you know, just sort of being, holding your head up high and doing what has to get done, and then people, you know, getting in people's face if that's what it takes, is in general a bad thing, okay? You really want to be Jews, all of the Jewish people are said to be Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomli Chasadim. Baishanim means people who are, they have shame, they're timid, they're modest, they're humble, okay? And that is the proper way a person should be oriented. So if you have the choice, you should avoid using the midah of azus, even of brazenness, even in service of Hashem. Much better to not let that become part of your personality, says the Mishnah Berurah, and stick to being a modest, quiet, humble person. And those are people who are going to Gan Eden, as opposed to the azus panim people, those brazen people who may get things done, get in people's faces, but often end up trampling on people and their feelings and their property and everything else. And that's a one-way ticket to Gehenna. The Mishnah ends by saying, Yirtzum ulfanecha meibir will Hashem Elokeinu, shetivne ircha bimheirav yameinu, that you build your city speedily in our days, v'senchelkeinu basorasecha, and give us a portion in your Torah. Now, Yudim and Tema, if that's who wrote this line of the Mishnah, he lived in the time of Rabbi Akiva, after Rabbi Akiva's, that generation, after the failed Bar Kokhba revolt, so Yerushalayim essentially was taken off the map. It was destroyed, renamed Elia Capitolina. Jews weren't allowed to live in the environment of Yerushalayim. They couldn't come near it. All of Judea was taken off the map also and became just, you know, Syria, Palestina. So there was an immense pain of the whole city, not just the base of the whole city essentially being gone. There are other girsas which put this bracha to the end of the perek. After all, it's a little funny to have a bracha in the middle of Mishnah, what's going on? Why do you have a tefillah here? So if the tefillah is going to the end, so you'd have a different person according to Barbanel, that'd be Ben Hehe saying it and so on, so it's not even clear if this is kashur. One possible connection is that the Gemara in Sota says that in the end of days, Ikvast Mashiach, in like the footsteps is on the eve of the arrival of Mashiach, Chutzpah Yisgei, which means like chutzpah, you know, brazenness, temerity will proliferate, be all over the place. And so the thought is, we're talking about how the people who are Az Panim, they're going to Gehenim, their bracha, their tefillah here would be to save us from Azuz Panim, brazenness, arrogance, chutzpah, at the end of time, and instead, Be'ez Hashem, we should see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim HaKodesh, B'mheira V'yameinu.